Joining us this morning, Dale Sellner, the Parks and Grounds Maintenance Supervisor for the City of Duluth. Dale, I bet you've had a couple of things to occupy your mind in the last couple, 3 days.
Yeah, we had an unfortunate storm blow through on last Thursday morning, and I guess the positive side of it is that it happened at the time of day that it did, at 3:30 in the morning, where most people were probably not out and about, so that most of the damage was just property and no personal circumstances.
Boy, that is definitely good news. Now, what about the situation with parks? Are you looking for volunteers to help clean up?
That probably is going to happen in the future. One of my colleagues here in our department is our volunteer coordinator, and we've had some initial discussions about that. Of course, there's many, many areas that have to be looked at yet in terms of safety before we would want or ask for volunteers to come and help us. We're continuing that effort at this point. But that will probably be something that will come about in the next week or so.
So you are not necessarily asking for anybody with a chainsaw to just show up and start cutting up trees?
No, we can't really do that, and
yeah,
it exposes us to circumstances. Even though we love the community effort that's occurring already and the neighbors helping neighbors, it's always good to see how us people in Minnesota get together when there's a circumstance like this. So
looking way down the road, have you had conversations about replanting trees? Have there been any particular areas, have you had a chance to get out and take a look at most of the parks in the area, and are there any places where you're going, oh, man, we gotta get these trees back?
Well, actually what we're concentrating our efforts now, because the Parks Maintenance Department is also the Forestry Department, so we're concentrating on our boulevard trees, and yes, we have had initial conversations about what are we going to do to replant those boulevard trees in the future, because unfortunately, there will be a number of them that will have to be, removed. We have to identify funding, identify a process. Hopefully, it can happen in a short period of time. But there isn't a definite plan as of right now.
I had a silver maple go down in my yard 10 years ago, and it looked absolutely healthy, lush, whatever. The wind came along in a storm 10 years ago, knocked it down, and then when I got to see inside it, I realized that there was just a little tiny bit of healthy maple holding that whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Will we have gotten rid of some maybe less healthy trees in this storm, or did the storm just kind of take everything?
No, I think that you're going to get a combination of healthy trees and trees that are probably were at the end of their life cycle anyway, and we have a number of silver maples still on our boulevards that are huge, and I imagine that your tree also was, and it probably was too big for the boulevard. So
it was in my backyard.
Oh, your backyard. It made it even a worse circumstance for you. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, it was 10 years ago, and I have a new maple in the front now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is grown like an absolute weed, and so that makes me happy. But I'm thinking, maybe in some instances, better to have the tree come down now before you get this ugly surprise. So has anything like this happened before that you're aware of, where we've had just this devastation of trees, like maybe that ice storm back in 2001?
Yeah, the ice storm was the last other significant event that affected trees, and down power lines, and that was more widespread throughout the city. This has been a little bit more localized and towards the eastern parts of the city. So that would be the biggest comparison. The difference was in the ice storm is that the trees were not, they're just starting to bud out, so we didn't have all the foliage attached to them at that time, but...
So what happens to all of this wood? I mean, you look around, and whether it's still down, huge down trees you see, or some folks have it already neatly stacked. I mean, are people in Duluth just going to have, like, fire for fireplaces for, like, years now? Or what happens to the wood?
Well, the trees that they're on their property, it's entirely up to them what they would like to do with the product, and if they want to have it be firewood or, have a contractor come and chip it up for them and use it as mulch, I guess that will be their decision. If they've made the decision to put debris along the curbside or the boulevards, we'll come along and pick it up as soon as we can, and then those are ending up in a number of designated designated sites that we have that a product is being dumped, and then we'll contract with a vendor that provides what's called a tub grinder. And it grinds all that material up into chips. And as of right now, Minnesota Power has graciously offered to accept that biomass out at the Hibbard Power Plant. They burn biomass to produce electricity out there, so we have a source to get rid of that product, which will be great.
Wow. Now, do people have to pay to get trees? They were removing trees and they had to backhoe and the whole thing. Do people have to pay to get rid of the downed trees, or does the city take care of that?
Basically, if it's a boulevard tree, that's the city of Duluth's responsibility. And we will be, you know, taking care of those trees in the best fashion. If the tree is on your property, your own private property, then it is your responsibility to remove that tree in whatever form or fashion that you decide to do.
Now, does this or does this not just beg for some kind of a social media hub where people can say, hey, I want firewood. Give me your trees. I'll come out and cut it up, maybe, or fill in the blank.
You're talking to somebody that doesn't understand or operate or live in the world of social media, so I can't comment too readily on that. But it, from what I do understand, it sounds like it's plausible.
It sounds like a great idea to maybe connect people. Now, what happens if somebody is maybe elderly or they're not really in great shape to be out there taking care of, brush or a down tree in their neighborhood? Is that the kind of thing where you're going to try to help them connect with neighbors, perhaps? Or what's the best solution for somebody in that situation?
I know that, our colleague here, our volunteer coordinator, is going to be having a press conference today about establishing a 211, a 211 line, where people will be able to call to request that type of assistance or direction. I don't have any additional information on that other than that question or your thought is being considered, and then they're going to apply that program.
All right. And Cheryl Scafty is the volunteer coordinator, correct?
That is correct.
And she is a great gal, so we'll try to get some information up on that and have her maybe connect with us so that we can keep our information up to date for folks. And we'll get it posted up on our website as quickly as we can. Dale, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Enjoy your day.
Dale Sellner, our guest. He is the Parks and Grounds Maintenance Supervisor, and he joined us to talk about all of the tree damage and where we go from here in our neighborhoods here on Northland Morning.